Chapter 15. David made himself houses in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, "None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them has the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister to him forever." David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brothers, 120, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brothers, 220, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brothers, 130, of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brothers, 200, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brothers 80, of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brothers 112. David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you didn't carry it at the first, the Lord our God made a breach on us, because we didn't seek him according to the ordinance." So the priest and the Levite sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. The children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brothers the singers, with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding aloud and lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel and his brothers, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brothers, Ethan the son of Cushiah, and with them their brothers of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unai, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattathiah, and Alephalu, and Micaneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, the doorkeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed with cymbals of brass to sound aloud, and Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unai, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries set to Alamoth, and Mattathiah, and Alephalu, and Micaneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, and Azaziah, with harps tuned to the 8-string lyre to lead. Chenaniah, chief of the Levites, was over the song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah and Josaphat and Nethanel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaniah and Eleazar the priest did blow the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. It happened, when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites who bore the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the master of the song with the singers, and David had on him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding aloud with psalteries and harps. It happened, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out at the window, and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.